I'm Katie Harrison, and this is the Awaken Your Glow podcast. Together, we are going to create a new way of being radiantly healthy. And in the process, we will have so much fun. Welcome to another episode of Awaken Your Glow. As I begin today, I would like to put out the call for your Ebb Tai Chi experiences. If you heard the last podcast or received my last newsletter, you might remember that I am inviting you to enlist the power of Ebb Tai Chi even better than I ever could have imagined as a tool for an anxious thought. I would love to know if you are trying this out, if you're experimenting, exploring this notion in your life. And I'm so excited for you to share your experiences. I'd love to put them up on my webpage to start this whole evidence of the power of releasing fearful future thoughts for creating the life of your dreams. And a few of you have mentioned that you're trying this out and excited for it. But if you feel the call, you can fill out the Ebb Tai Chi form either in the show notes for this podcast or on my website. And I would love to send you some amazing Ebb Tai Chi stickers and hear your experience and share that with anyone else who wants to expand their idea of what is possible on this planet. I have a few recent stories that I'd like to write up and put on the webpage. So that's my intention. And I'm probably going to make my husband do one too, because he uses Ebb Tai Chi all the time. So you can look for that on my website, awakenyourglow.com. Well, my beautiful friends, I was really feeling the desire to connect with you today, to record a podcast, to do a little blog post, a newsletter writing, because yesterday on my morning walk, I was just overflowing with inspiration. But I was out in the woods and I didn't have the opportunity to sit down and write anything down. And I knew if the ideas were keepers that they would come back. Now, I didn't really have much creating space until today, so I had a plan to take action. However, every time I sat down at the computer, I just felt empty, and I noticed my mind was searching for ideas. What would you want to hear? What problem might you be experiencing? What questions might you have? And it was just empty. So, of course, I asked my inner being, who is usually quite chatty, and I didn't receive anything but a nudge to go and pick high bush cranberries in the woods. Okay, great, I thought. I always get lots of inspiration while I'm out in the woods. So when I'm doing that, the podcast idea is just going to plop right in. Well, I was out picking berries and it was just gloriously fall outside in terms of the colors of the woods around me and the fresh, crisp temperatures, the smell of high bush cranberries. It's a really fun time to pick because a lot of the leaves are gone and the berries are these gorgeous, vibrant red jewel clusters. And without the leaves, you can just kind of grab a whole handful, like a bunch of grapes, and gently tug, and they all come off in your hand without even any stems or leaves. So I was in the beauty of the now, picking those berries. And when my containers were filled, I realized that I still didn't have a podcast topic. I was getting annoyed. I had so much space to create, and I hadn't created a podcast in a while. It sounded really fun. I needed an idea. These were the thoughts that were filling my head. I went home and I decided that I was going to stick myself in front of the computer, like those famous authors sometimes describe, how they just get their butt in the chair and they sit there and make themselves write. I tried that and I just stared at the screen and still nothing. Once again, checking in with my inner being, the nudge or the avenue for creation that I received was to use the space to prepare for a harvest party that we're hosting. And that nudge felt really juicy. I had the awareness that I was actually trying to force inspiration for creating in a specific way, doing some writing and doing a podcast. But truly, what felt fun was to create in the kitchen. So I allowed myself to feel into that inspiration. I made highbush cranberry simple syrup for a special harvest cocktail that I've invented. I created chaga crackers. I whipped up some goat cheese, roasted garden onions and herbs and mixed it all together. That's going to be fabulous. I prepped a smoked salmon app and I was truly in the now in joy of creation. It was a state of presence and joyful flow. And of course, the realization popped in that this was the type of creating that felt aligned. I was accessing the flow state by redirecting my energy from the shoulds. The shoulds were the podcast, the writing, checking in, doing that type of creation, trying to figure out what you might want to listen to. That always gets in my way, actually. But then in that flow state, plop, drops the podcast idea. And my question for you, are you forcing or shoulding in one area of your life when you really want to be creating more in another? Perhaps you have perceptions about what is, quote, important to focus on, and you are prioritizing that over what calls to you with a song of joy. Let me ask you, what is truly important to you? Feeling joy in the now, or completing actions or behaviors that your mind thinks you should be doing? Now, of course, we all have chores and obligations that perhaps we would not define as joyful. And that is a whole different podcast. Maybe I'll do that someday. But with your sacred free space, are you allowing the joy? In my experience, joyful creations create more to be joyful about. Okay, second question for you. Are you judging what brings you joy? For a long time, I judged that food brought me so much joy. My mind would say, oh God, you have problems with food because you enjoy it way too much. It would say that I spent too much time preparing a meal, that I could be doing more productive things with my time instead of making something to just eat it. And then there was a whole period in my life when I denied myself the joy of food because I was paranoid that it would make me fat and unlovable. So how do you wish to spend your sacred free space? What brings you joy? Can you fully embrace that and trust that the energy of joy creates more joy? When you have that time to yourself, can you trust your inspiration? What if creating in joy allowed all the other parts of your life to fall into place? Because you aren't resisting, you aren't shoulding, you are accessing a higher vibration. We are an energetic, vibratory being in an energetic, vibratory universe. And if you don't believe me, you can go read up on your quantum physics if you want. And what energy you access in the now is what is creating the next now and the next now. Maybe you're saying, well, in my sacred space, I really enjoy watching a particular show, or I love just sitting with a book. That is joyful creation. You don't have to actually be making something to be in that creating joy energy. You can be in joy with whatever activity calls you. If you're not sure what brings you joy, then decide that you are going to open your awareness to those instances in your life when you feel joyful. You can also think back to the activities that you did when you were a child, maybe in elementary school. What brought you joy at that time? What did you love to do? Well, I know that I loved writing. I loved creating. I loved playing make-believe. I loved playing with Barbies. I really did. I don't know that I would, maybe still would love to play with Barbies. I don't have anyone in my life who enjoys Barbies at this time, but if that happens, I think I would still get into the Barbies. But really what I can tune into is that idea that I loved writing, I loved creating, I loved accessing inspiration. So that might be helpful to you. What did you love doing as a child? And truly, what brings you joy now? What a fun exploration. I'd love to hear what brings you joy now. As I mentioned earlier, I'd love to hear about your Ebb Tai Chi creations. The more I practice this, the more it just becomes my way of being. And I can't even tell you how much I employ it. And I really am astonished sometimes when I realize that I don't have anxious thoughts anymore. The anxious thoughts, if they do show up, I should say, can easily be disintegrated because I see them for what they are. False fears about the future. And I've practiced this so much that it's really easy to see the falseness for what it is, for it to disintegrate, and for me to open the channel for Ebb Tai Chi even better than I ever could have imagined. I know this is possible for you, and I can't wait to hear about your experiences. Thank you for being a part of my community. I appreciate you so much. I so loved sharing this joyful space with you. I can't wait to do it again. In the meantime, please email me your questions, katie@awakenyourglow.com. Sending so much love.